a abrupt emergency. We are wrestling.
Been a fan of AEW since day one. What is up? We are Wrestling Maniacs out there worldwide. I'm the host with the most, Mr. We Are Wrestling himself, the best one, Donnie here, back with a brand new extra. If you're not a We Are Wrestling Maniac yet already and you're listening to this, give us a 5-star review, not just any review, a best one review, and download the episode. But if you're not a We Are Wrestling Maniac yet already over on the YouTube channel, it's currently WrestleMania week. New episode, new videos are coming out every single day. Out of nowhere, like an RKO, recommend you to hit that subscribe button now, turn on the post notifications, because of course you already know the grind is real. And yesterday, CM Punk went on the MMA Hour with Ariel and talked about his time in All Elite Wrestling for the very first time, speaking out about the allegations that were made against him, the incident with Jack Perry, the Elite, and his falling out with Tony Khan. And they also talked about how his WWE debut, or his WWE return happened. Also talked about a time where he ran into Vince McMahon. It was a very good interview. So guys, if you have not checked out this interview that went down on the MMA Hour with Ariel with CM Punk, I highly recommend you listen to that first before you guys listen to my opinion about this interview, because obviously there was a lot that unfolded during this, and I gotta give CM Punk credit where it's due. It takes a lot of balls to speak out, especially when the last couple of years, the IWC thought CM Punk was the problem with AEW. And fast forward to 2024, I don't think CM Punk is the problem with AEW. I think there's a lot of issues with that company. And one of the things that CM Punk talked about during this interview with Ariel is how disappointed he was with the way Tony Khan runs AEW. And Tony Khan is not trying to make money in this business. Tony Khan is just trying to have fun, trying to blow his money. And when CM Punk wanted to join All Elite Wrestling, he thought that this was a perfect alternatum next to WWE. And it had a lot of potential. And I think a lot of diehard wrestling fans felt that way. And despite this interview, I'm still a big fan of AEW. I'm still rooting for them to succeed because I think the roster is loaded. I think the roster is talented. I think AEW television has been really good since AEW Revolution, and it seems like they're starting to pick up some momentum. And despite this interview, I still love AEW. But I don't blame CM Punk for feeling frustrated. I don't blame CM Punk for his thoughts on the way Tony Khan runs his company. Because I think if AEW wants to take the next step in their company, Tony Khan needs to start making tough decisions. He needs to start putting his foot down, being an actual boss, and try to make some profits. Because yes, I love content creating. I love making videos for you guys. And this to me is a second job. And at the end of the day, our goal is to put a roof over our head. Our goal is to put food on the table. And our goal, like CM Punk would say, is to make money. And a lot of people don't want to say that because they feel like you're being greedy if you're making it about money. But CM Punk is just speaking for a lot of people who are afraid to speak up. And that's one thing about CM Punk. He has always been very opinionated, and he has always never been afraid to say what he's got to say. And that's the reason why I've always loved CM Punk. And I think the reason why I really related to him. There's a lot of people who won't admit the truth. And I feel like the truth is CM Punk isn't wrong, because there's been a lot of legends in this business, such as Jim Cornette, Eric Bischoff, and I'm probably forgetting a lot of other wrestling personnels out there that have even said what Punk was saying throughout this interview. And especially with what happened with the Elite and CM Punk during the time when Hangman Adam Page went off script, Punk shouldn't have gotten blamed for that incident. And I love that CM Punk spoke the truth, because I feel like, why would CM Punk lie in this interview? Clearly, he's moved on, and he still has a lot of friends over there, which he said multiple times during this interview. He doesn't want to throw under the bus, because he's still friends with them. He wants them to make as much money as possible. And it was just a big miscommunication. And I feel like a lot of that wouldn't have happened if Tony Khan was being an actual boss. Why the hell did CM Punk have to be the one to go tell Jack Perry, oh, you can't do that real glass thing on here? If you want to go do that, you could do it on Wednesdays. Why does CM Punk have to be the one to speak up when Jack Perry cussed out Tony Schiavone, cussed out producers, cussed out pretty much everybody? Why did CM Punk have to be put in that position? Now, if Tony Khan, as a boss, spoke up to Jack Perry and said, look, it's not safe, you can't do this, that's the bottom line. None of that would have happened between Jack and CM Punk at All Out. And CM Punk made it clear that he warned Jack Perry. And at first, Perry was fine with it, but then he went into business for himself and pretty much did the whole, this is real glass, cry me a river. And I've said this since the whole Brawl Out incident, probably during the We Are Wrestling podcast or Hot Takes, that I don't care what the hell happened. I don't care if CM Punk choked out Jack Perry. Jack was at fault in that situation because he went into business for himself. And going all the way back to the media scrum at All Out, CM Punk even spoke about that. And still to this day, regardless what happened, CM Punk instigated that whole fight. Even though Hangman went into business for himself, after what happened, Hangman minded his own business and just did what he pretty much didn't get involved in the drama, which is why he never got suspended during this, and he didn't get in trouble, because he was just minding his own business. And CM Punk went into business for himself during the media scrum, which at the time, he was very frustrated, and he admitted he saw a lot of reporters in that room that put out a lot of lies about him, and he really just lost it in that moment. And I think CM Punk even admitted he was wrong for that. And he couldn't really speak about exactly what happened, because he did have to sign an NDA, same with the Elite, same with Tony Khan. But still, to this day, CM Punk was at fault for going into business for himself because of his frustrations. And pretty much saying, oh, if anybody's got a problem with me, we could settle this in the locker room like men. And the Elite, they are EVPs. Kenny Omega, Young Bucks, they're EVPs. They should have been professionals in the situation. And they shouldn't have had that confrontation with CM Punk. And none of that should have happened. But it did. And I think both sides were at fault in this situation, and I feel like CM Punk, he didn't really take enough accountability for that, But at the same time, he couldn't really speak about that. And one thing I will say is, the only thing I probably disagree with what CM Punk was saying in this interview was that the Elite never wanted him in AEW. I think that that's a lie. I think they wanted him to be there, but it was a situation where, unfortunately, they picked their buddy Colt Cabana over CM Punk. And the whole Hangman Adam Page situation, that's what caused the issues with Kenny and Punk. That's what caused the issues with the Young Bucks and CM Punk, because of what happened when Hangman went off script. But I feel like, in the beginning, the Elite wanted CM Punk there, because if you go back to a very old episode of Being the Elite, they did a Q&A video, and somebody asked, would they want to see CM Punk back in wrestling and Bullet Club? And Matt and Nick and Kenny, they were very high, they praised him, and things were good. But through time, they built that relationship with Colt Cabana, and they thought that CM Punk was the reason Colt got fired. And I feel like that is 100% bullshit, because Colt Cabana really wasn't doing anything with AEW. He had a short stint with the Dark Order, and that's pretty much it. And I don't like the fact that they blame CM Punk for that incident, because the only time CM Punk said during the interview him and Colt had an interaction was just a random episode of Dynamite. Colt goes up to CM Punk, pretty much trying to not make things weird, and CM Punk said, well, anytime I want to talk to you, I will be having a lawyer in front of me. And I feel like there's a lot to the Colt Cabana CM Punk story that a lot of us don't know, but I don't blame CM Punk for feeling the way he felt. He was very frustrated with the way things were going in AEW. And they could have made a lot of money off of this. And there was even reports during that time that CM Punk was willing to put personal vendettas to the side to make money and make a whole storyline out of this. And I think CM Punk wanted what was best for AEW. And it seemed like Tony Khan didn't want what's best. And it did come out as well during this interview that CM Punk even said to Tony that splitting the rosters up on Collision and Dynamite is not going to work. At first, it worked out, but through time, there was a lot of animosity there with the Young Bucks. They were taking shots at Punk. Punk was taking shots at the Young Bucks. And that's the problem. When you have a problem with somebody, you have to figure out the issues. Communication is always key. You can't just cut people out of your life for no reason. And even with these AEW pay-per-views, they're all going to have to be in the same room anyways at some point. So you can't just do that, because then you're building up that animosity. You're building up more drama in your locker room. And CM Punk understands the business. And I feel like, with him, he had to go to AEW to learn that it's not always greener on the other side. Because with WWE, he had a really bad run towards the end with concussions and injuries, getting fired on his wedding day, a big fallout with Triple H and Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis and all of the executives and even wrestlers throughout that time. He had a really bad fallout with them, and then he decided to hang up the boots for quite a while. He did different things throughout his career. And then he wanted to get back in this business, and I think AEW gave him that opportunity to come back. And I think throughout that time, he realized that, you know, maybe I did have a little bit of a bigger ego in WWE, and sometimes, because one thing I noticed throughout this interview was, he just kept talking about the booker in me. CM Punk put a lot of pressure on himself during his first stint with the WWE, and if you want to be a big star in this business, you got to be selfish, and you have to do that. There's a lot of sacrificing you have to do, and we hear stories through the years with some of the bigger stars in this business, like the Hulk Hogan's, the Triple H's, the Rock's, the John Cena's, the Roman Reigns, and even CM Punk. I think that you have to be selfish to be a big star in this business, and CM Punk, he really thought he knew what was best for him, and now going into this run with WWE, he's just enjoying the ride, and he realizes why there's producers, why there's this, why there's that, why things are operated the way that it's operated. And CM Punk thought that everybody deserved more freedom, which during that time, I think they needed that. But it's to a certain extent, and we saw with AEW giving creative control to these wrestlers, just like with WCW, was a big problem. And I think Tony Khan should have just released CM Punk the first time that he wanted out, because then none of this would have happened, realistically. And with All Out, CM Punk looked really bad in that situation. And going into the second run with AEW, I think some people started to realize that it's not CM Punk that's the problem. It's All Elite Wrestling. Not even All Elite Wrestling, it's Tony Khan. He's the problem because he doesn't know how to run a business properly. And I definitely have to agree with what CM Punk did say about that. But man, overall, I'm glad CM Punk was able to go on the MMA Hour and speak out about all of this stuff. And he even said, the positives outweigh the negatives. But of course, the media is not going to talk about that. And that's like one of my biggest problems with the IWC. That's my biggest problem with a lot of these so-called wrestling journalists. They love to twist words around and try to make people come out a lot worse than they are, actually. And with CM Punk, a lot of people now realize that he's not the bad guy in this situation. And Tony Khan is just continuing to just post stupid shit on Twitter and not really make money. He's just putting together these great matches, which me as a pro wrestling fan, I enjoy, but I want all of these wrestling companies to strive. I want all these companies to succeed, because at the end of the day, these superstars, they have families. They need to put food on their plate. They need to make money. And the more opportunities that are out there for them, the better it is for the wrestlers, the better it is for the fans, and the better it is for myself as a wrestling content creator who talks about professional wrestling. Because if it was just WWE, it would be boring. And I feel like a lot of people want AEW to go out of business, but if it wasn't for AEW, and this is a hot take here, and this is just an extra, but I'm just going to say it anyways, WWE would not be in the position that they are in right now. Cody Rhodes, yes, he did a lot in the independent circuit when he left WWE the first time, but AEW gave him that bigger platform to do what he does and to show WWE that he could be a main eventer. CM Punk, I still, to this day, believe he would never have stepped back in that ring if it wasn't for AEW and not seeing, oh, it's the grass isn't greener on the other side. He had to learn that lesson himself by going to AEW. And now with WWE, we're going to get to see this incredible run with Punk. And I really hope that he can stay healthy once he comes back from this injury. And I wish the best on both sides here. And I really hope that soon we can hear the Young Bucks talk about this. I hope soon Kenny Omega can even speak about this. And most importantly, Jack Perry. I want to hear his side of the story with the whole media scrum. Or not the whole media scrum, the brawl out. And most importantly, probably Tony Khan, because it's time, Tony Khan, he needs to have a one-on-one interview with a journalist like Ariel, and he needs to start taking accountability and just focus on AEW. Focus on what you have, not the outside distractions like Eric Bischoff. Who cares what's going on with Eric Bischoff? Focus on All Elite Wrestling. And I will say one thing that I almost forgot to say. CM Punk taking shots at the Jacksonville Jaguars during that interview, that kind of got me. That kind of got me saying, oh, the way that he treats the wrestlers, I wonder if he treats the Jaguars like that. Oh, CM Punk, there's only one of him, and I love him because he will call out the bullshit where he sees it. But guys, let me know in the comment section below your thoughts on the interview that happened with CM Punk and Ariel. I think I covered everything I wanted to in this extra. Like I said before, it's WrestleMania week. New videos are coming out of nowhere like an RKO every single day. The WrestleMania 40 predictions, you can check that out, just came out. And you can even go check out Monday's video where Ricky Knows Best and myself, we ranked every Shawn Michaels WrestleMania match from worst to best. If you guys enjoyed this, make sure to smash that like button now. If you're not a We Are Wrestling Maniac yet already, subscribe, turn on the post notifications. If you're listening to this extra, give us a 5-star review, not just any review, a best one review, and download the episodes, because we are going to be doing more of these more often. The link's down in the description below. You can follow me over on my social medias and other YouTube pages, all that down below. And of course, to all the maniacs out there worldwide, we are taking over. Peace.